The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mo Khan, Chief Executive Officer of Open Orphan, ORPH Istika. Mo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you here. Solo CEO, of course, newly signed CEO, and a nice bit of news out. £5 million RSV Human Challenge Study contract win. We'll talk about that. I'll ask you a couple of questions on that in a bit. Before I do, Mo, as always, if someone's listening to this for the first time and they've not really heard of Open Orphan or vaguely familiar, can you just give us a brief summary explaining what Open Orphan is about, please?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Open Orphan is a rapidly growing contract research organization, a CRO. We are the world leader in testing infectious and respiratory disease products in the human challenge model, as well as providing laboratory services and early clinical consulting services to our clients, both the big pharma and the biotech and some government and non-profit organizations.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so this you signed a new £5 million contract for an RSV human challenge trial. Tell us some more about this, if you could, Mo.
Yeah, we're delighted to sign this European biotech company as a client for an RSV challenge trial model in the antiviral setting. The RSV model for us has been very successful. I think we've done around 25 RSV challenge trials, very similar to the number of influenza trials we've conducted to date. And some of the great news we've seen in the past is, for example, Bavarian Nordic, a recent client of ours, has been granted breakthrough status from the FDA. And that's partly due to the challenge trial data we had produced. So we've seen strong interest in the RSV challenge studies, and we still have a huge pipeline of challenge studies in the RSV, both in the antiviral and in the vaccine models. So that is great to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I see this is a repeat client that your breeder team worked with before. Are you seeing sort of a steady increase now in the cross-selling internally?
Yeah, absolutely. We're beginning to see that. As most people will know, Open Orphan has two companies under this umbrella. We have the hVIVO, whose core business is human challenge trials, as well as providing specialized laboratory services. And we have our Venn Life Sciences team, and both in Breda in the Netherlands and in Paris. The Paris team provides biometric services for phase two and phase three trials, whereas the Breda team provides early clinical consulting. This client actually has worked with our Breda team for a while now, and it's a personal satisfaction because one of my targets was to increase our cross-selling opportunities. So I see this as a personal success in that we're able to bring a Venn customer to the hVIVO. And as already we've seen a number of clients in early stages in the clinical trial consulting at Venn, and I'm hoping we can bring more into the hVIVO arm with this challenge trial and the laboratory services.
Yeah. And hVIVO Labs will be providing services for this contract. And since the recent expansion in your facilities there, are you expecting sort of an increase in laboratory work, Mo?
Yeah, I think the hVIVO's laboratory services is probably like a best-kept secret almost, because I don't think we make much about it. We need to shout about it a lot more. Yeah. We have a long history of providing laboratory services. We are now expanding on our portfolio of assays. We serve the preclinical, early and late stage clinical trial programs, and we specialize on certain assays, such as biomarkers, for example. We currently have both commercial and academic client base, and with the increase in demand, we have actually expanded our facilities, as you say. So we've opened up a new screening site in Manchester. We've added a big screening unit at Plumbers Row downstairs, and increase the lab space at our original QMB facility.
Yeah. So, these new facilities, the expansion now, are they now open?
Absolutely. So I'm pleased to inform you that the phase one of the expansion is complete. The Manchester facility is now able to screen patients in the local area. So this does actually give us access to a larger pool of patients now, because before we only focused on London, but now with Manchester on board, and we now can conduct our screening visits and follow-on visits in Manchester, it means we have access to a greater pool of volunteers. Our corporate offices from Alice Street have been moved to a larger and a lower cost facility at Plumbers Row. and we've been able to add a bigger screening facility at the same location. This new location is also closer to our quarantine facility at QMB in the Whitechapel Hotel. But all in all, the expansion means that we can now screen over 1,000 volunteers per week, and we have increased our bed capacity by almost 50%. And on top of that, we're now able to add new service lines. So we are currently marketing and searching our business for as a clinical site, and as well as doing non-first-in-human phase one and phase two trials. Most importantly, I think it brings our teams together under one roof, and I think that's great, beneficial for our morale.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mamo. First time for you, but it's a feature on the podcast. If you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Look, we are a world leader in what we do. We have more challenge studies conducted than anybody else, over 60. We have more challenge models, around 10. And we have challenged more volunteers than anybody else. In fact, I think we've treated more than 3,000 patients. There's no one like us in the market. And we've seen the market size of challenge studies increasing, as well as the size of each project. We have a very healthy cash position. Our pipeline right now is the strongest it has ever been. And we do have, you know, greater substantial growth plans as we move forward, including going into new markets.
Excellent stuff. Mo, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.